Welcome into the Train with the Best podcast, a podcast by Fit Pros for Fit Pros. I'm Craig Hoffman, a fitness and media professional.
And I'm Chris Gores, master trainer and international presenter.
And today we're going to talk about, well, one of the places that you are a master trainer, Mr. Master Trainer, and that is Vertimax. You guys just had the Vertimax Summit down in Tampa. I am mad at myself for not planning better because for once I could have actually probably gone because it was on a week where the Commanders played on a Thursday night, and thus I was actually free from responsibilities of working over the weekend. But you guys look like you had a great time down there, another great turnout. You guys always have great speakers and always come back with interesting stories. So what was it like down there?
It's always a good time. We changed the vibe up a little bit with what we had done in the past, and you know, to the credit of the team over at Vertimax, I think we recognized that maybe we needed to make a little bit of a change to give the attendees a little bit more to go home with, which was the education piece, right? I think if you get that many master trainers in the room at the same time, it would be more beneficial to be able to lean on some of the things that make us master trainers, which is our knowledge, experience, our ability to assess people, our ability to create programs that are customized for that person's needs. So instead of just taking people through workouts, which we had done in the past, and then tried to answer questions behind the programming of the workouts, we just strictly made it about programming and assessment. And we got a lot more conversations. We got a lot more organic questions from the attendees about the things that we look for, why they're important, how what we do with that information. So I had a presentation where I led a team of master trainers and talked about some assessments that we do. So we did the overhead squat assessment, we did the single leg hop assessment, and we did the push-up assessment just as movement assessments. And then we did exercise assessments using the Vertimax equipment. We did a drop squat. We did a 5-yard shuffle in and out. And then we did, what was the other one that we did? Oh, we did a supine hip flexion. And that tells us a lot about, is this person ready to jump? What are their landing mechanics like from the drop squat? Is this person ready to sprint? What are their sprint mechanics looking like, at least from a front side mechanic when they're supine? And then what does their change of direction look like when they're shuffling? So we get a little bit of everything there once we start to get into some of the programming. And again, the whole purpose of assessing somebody there is to identify the red flags of, hey, these might be injury risks that we have to at least account for when we're creating a program. So yeah, that was a big part of the day.
I think the other thing too that you see in that those kind of assessments is like, where am I starting? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you always want to make sure the fundamentals are good. But if someone's got a pretty good handle on them, like you can start a little more advanced. Like you can start with a little bit more intensity. You're not going to spend as much time working on movement efficiency, movement economy, because they've already, I don't say mastered, but I mean, maybe some people have mastered that skill. Some people have, you know, gotten that skill adequately, where you warm it up, you make sure that it's good every time, but they're generally ready to go into the deep end of the program, where some people it's like, oh, we're going to teach you how to land. Like we're going to teach right. you how to shift your weight and change direction.
Right.
Because one, as we always talk about, like injury prevention and performance are actually two sides of the same coin. Your movement efficiency, your movement economy is going to help you stay healthy, but it's also going to help you actually move better and be more explosive and get to where you want to go faster, because you're not wasting space. You're not wasting effort, I should say.
Right. And I think that's a great point to make, especially when you're talking about a tool like the Vertimax, because it's so versatile, because you can do a lot of different things with it. People think you should do everything with it. And I guess you can. But it's also nice to know, hey, we can take a much more targeted approach. And there are certain things that the Vertimax can do or can do a lot easier than other pieces of equipment, right? And the main thing for me is when I'm looking at corrective exercise, you know, I'm looking at ways that I can activate muscles that aren't active. How can I isolate a certain movement pattern? How can I isolate activation in a way that forces them to use their glutes or forces them to keep good posture, you know, whatever it is, to make sure that the athlete learns how to control their movement themselves.
What are some things that you maybe learned or think about differently from the other master trainers as you mm-hmm. went through that process? Like, what did you learn?
Yeah, so I've been around some of the master trainers well, we've been around as a master training team for several years now. So, you know, it's funny, we can all get together and kind of, we all speak the same language. We all have the same philosophies because it's all based on the same science. So it's not like they're studying a different science than I am. So it's good to know that we're doing similar things. I pick up on some of the cueing and some of the different drills that they do, or if they do the same drill that I do, but they might cue it a little bit differently, right? Like I've always said, for instance, I've always said, when you're standing up straight, stand up as if I dropped an ice cube down your back. How would you stand if I dropped an ice cube down your back? And that usually helps people stand up. Another cue that Steve Leo uses is, hey, stand up like the way that you would zip up your jacket. When you zip up your jacket in the front, how do you stand up, right? So he says, zip it up, where I say, hey, stand up like an ice cube just got dropped on your back. So just different things that I'll take from a cueing standpoint. And then we took a lot from some of the guest speakers this year. I thought we had a great list of guest speakers. Martin Rooney, who was one of the founders or one of the founding trainers over at Parisi when they were there doing mm-hmm. their thing. And that's a pretty incredible floor when you think about it. Was Bill Parisi, Steve Leo, Martin Rooney, and James DeFranco. They were all training at the same spot at one time. And those guys are giants in the industry. And they're all out doing their thing. And, you know, obviously, Martin Rooney has worked with guys like Chris Long and a lot of UFC fighters. And he's done a little bit of everything all over this industry. And then Gutter Peterson, who has a great celebrity training repertoire resume out in LA. And then Lauren Landau, who is an incredible strength and conditioning coach out in Denver, worked with the Denver Broncos for quite a few years and was somebody I loved listening to, breaks down the science of trunk rotation and everything that goes into building a good, strong trunk. So learning from those three and the way that they coach, the energy and enthusiasm that they bring to coaching, the brand that they bring to coaching, as far as like, you know, with Gunnar Peterson, he talked a lot about like, it's just be true to who you are, like know who you are and who you're not. You don't have to be the trainer for everybody. Just know who you're for, right? Which is a really strong message. And then Lauren was just incredible to listen to with all the stuff that he was giving you from a science standpoint. Like I actually had to like review some of my anatomy that I had forgotten with him, which is great. It keeps you on your toes.
That's something that I've been thinking about actually a little bit recently is Rachel's been going through some of her different certs and like she'll hit me with some super sciencey thing that's in a book. And I'm like, that's interesting. Like how mm-hmm. often are you coming across science? Like I would say probably a high percentage of the time it's reinforcing things you're doing and maybe even explaining them to create a deeper understanding, but doesn't actually change things versus like, oh, I hadn't considered that before. I need to change or tweak how I'm doing something because the science suggests that I can optimize it better.
I think it's a cycle that you kind of go through, right? Like, because Rachel's in that stage now where she's making simple things complex, and then she'll get to that mastery stage where she makes complex things simple, and then it goes back and forth, right? Because you and I know that's what mastery really is. We take the complex things, how do we make that super simple? So to be able to do that, you do have to have a thorough understanding of what's going on with the anatomy. Not to the granular point, like you're not going to look at somebody and think about the Krebs cycle, for instance. That's just not something that we ever think about.
But like it informs the way you think. You might not even realize it. And that's like some of the stuff is like you realize that some of like the aerobic capacity stuff and like the mitochondria, you know, use like that literal, you know, at that point it's microcellular level, are actually impacting some of these bigger concepts that we do talk about and we do think about on a more regular basis.
Right. And then it also always goes back to like, all right, what are the things that I can control and I can't control? Because from a microcellular level, I don't know that I'm going to be able to ever really control that. Right. So you go back to the things that you do control and you can make changes on. Right. And then you simplify it from there. But again, to do that, you have to have a thorough understanding of everything that goes into that. Right. And everything that could be into play. And what we talk about all the time is like, how do I ask the right questions? Well, some of asking the right questions is admitting that you don't know everything, right? So if you think, oh, It's simple. All there is like you just have to extend the knee, or you have to stand up straight, or you have to just run faster. Like, no, there's all kinds of things going on that you have to account for, and, you know, at least ask those questions.
The Train with the Best podcast is brought to you by Momentous. And Chris, I remember when Momentous was just a company with three protein blends, and then
that was it.
Now, pretty much anything in the supplement game you can get at livemomentous.com.
That's right. If you go to livemomentous.com right now, you might not even recognize some of these products. And for me, I'm definitely going to change my monthly subscription. I've been getting the Brain Drive. I've been getting the Elite Sleep. I've been getting the Collagen. And it looks like I need to up my game a little bit and take a look at some of these products like the Alpha.
Yeah, no doubt. And what's great about Momentous' website, which you can go to right now, livemomentous.com, is that they also have a lot of descriptions and information on best usage, best practices. It's not just like, hey, here's all this stuff. It's like, hey, are you looking for this? Well, then you should get that. So any supplementation needs you may have, they've got you covered. And it's stuff that, like, look, if you want the four-hour description on what Tongat Ali does, you go to the Huberman Lab podcast. They got you covered. That's not us. But it might be something that you need. So go check it out. And here's what we do have for you. We have a discount. LiveMomentous.com. Use TWTB at checkout for a special discount. TWTB is in Train with the Best at LiveMomentous.com. The Train with the Best podcast is brought to you by Jocku. And we've been partners with Jocku for basically a year now, Chris. Can't believe how much the time has flown by. And it's still just as spectacular as it was when we discovered it.
It's plain and simple. Good, reliable timing on your speed drills, on your multi-directional drills. You know, how many of us who are speed coaches just need a good, accurate time out there to verify, one, the results that we're getting, and two, the trends that we're going in, right? So this is a great product for anybody who is a speed trainer or anybody who works with athletes. And now you're even able to track vertical jump, which is such a valuable tool when you're taking a look at somebody's program. So make sure you check out Jocku. And Craig, what's the code that they should be using?
You go to jocku.com/discount/TWTB. You get a 20% discount on all Jocku products, so the muscle blasters and everything as well. But yeah, I mean, I used to always love coming down to Onyx, testing my vertical on the Vertec machine. Now I don't even have to do that. You don't need a big, giant, high ceiling to have a Vertec and be able to extend it up. You just put the Jocku on your wrist, set it up. There you go. It's all cell phone app based. So go to jocku.com/discount/TWTB. Get 20% off the Jocku Speed and all other Jocku products. The Train with the Best podcast is brought to you by BlazePod. And Chris, what's so great about BlazePod is you can use it in every part of the workout. You can use it to help warm up. You can use it in kind of your main parts of the workout. You can use it as a finisher. What's your go-to recently with BlazePod?
Yeah, for me, what I love using BlazePod for is just keeping our athletes engaged. So, you know, you can get into the rut of the workout where you're doing time sets. If you've got 30-second plank, a 30-second wall sit or whatever. But if you add BlazePods to that, now that 30 seconds doesn't seem like it's so long. And it keeps the clients a little bit more engaged, a little bit more motivated to perform well. And it's something that just adds a lot of fun to the session.
No doubt. We could all use a little attention for our inner child. And who doesn't love stuff that lights up? And oh, by the way, it's an elite training tool, the best of all worlds. And of course, we got the hookup for you. Use the code TWTB at blazepod.com for 15% off your order. That's TWTB is in Train with the Best for 15% off at blazepod.com. So this actually kind of veering off on a bit of a detour here, but this is something
we always do. I love the detours that we go on,
but like it's something that I've been talking about a lot with her, of like, you know, you focus on aerobic here, but like what does it mean for the muscular system over here and how these systems all interplay? Mm-hmm. And they all ultimately interplay together, and a lot of the things you want to do to train one are also going to help in the other, but sometimes correct, those things become in conflict. For instance, you know, to quote unquote become a better runner, like the best thing you can probably do is run a lot of time slowly. You know, you are ultimately increasing your aerobic capacity, you're increasing your muscular capacity, and that gets into some of the mitochondria and how your cells use oxygen and how your muscles use oxygen and your blood flow and like all of these things, you know, your body temperature regulation. Like there's a lot of cellular level stuff that happens if you run slowly for a long time and your body has that kind of adaptation, and you will get faster because of it, because your muscles are more capable. And eventually, like, you know, we've talked about this before, where, you know, hey, the sedentary person, let's just get them to walk for 30 minutes. But then instead of walking for 45, like, can you walk 30 a little bit faster? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what you're doing, is seeing that adaptation. But there's also a point where you kind of max out that adaptation. And what you mm-hmm. actually need to do is train the muscles in a more intense way to become stronger, twitchier, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if that came up at all this weekend, and, you know, more generally, like how you think about how these different systems interplay, because also that doesn't even mention the CNS element of it. You know, your nervous, your musculoskeletal system and your, you know, aerobic system all interact.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't get into the energy systems as much as we may have in the past, at least not in this particular summit. We really broke down just some of the movements and like what comes into play into building good movement before we talk about the different energy systems, which
actually
is
actually deploying said movements.
Yeah, exactly. So, when I'm considering things like that, like again, it's how much do I control? Where do I bring the most value? And when you're thinking about like, for instance, if you're thinking about breaking down a movement, it's very hard to say I'm only going to use this muscle, right? So right. if I know like, hey, I really need to focus on soleus versus gastrocnemius. All right. How do you do that?
You can bias it, but you can't isolate it.
Yeah, yeah,
they
exactly.
They all work together.
Yeah, there's just no way, right? Or I want to work on the short head of the biceps, not the long head of the like. That gets way too granular, right? And then even the question that you started off with, which was, how do I become a better runner? Well, tell me what defines better runner to you, because that's different for each person. To somebody, it might be, right, I want to be able to run my 10Ks better, whereas somebody is like, hey, like I've got a 40-yard dash to get ready for. And those are very different things, right? But, you know, overall, we understand that there's a bigger picture. When we're trying to train an athlete, we always try to look at all the things that they're missing and give them what they're missing, right? So that could be from a movement analysis standpoint, and that could be from an energy systems analysis standpoint, right? So if we know this person spends most of their time sprinting, all right, well, maybe we can do some threshold work. If we know that this person just does all threshold work and never really, you know, cranks it up, then maybe we should do some, you know, some high level sprints, some high quality sprints for 6 to 10 seconds, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then like, you know, maybe all they do is like track workouts, and it's like, no, man, just go run for 60 minutes. Like, don't look at your watch, you know, or look at your heart rate. And if it's above 150, you're doing it wrong. Like, slow down. Sorry. You're going to have to learn how to run slow.
Right.
Because that's going to be the thing that if you're, you know, training for a 10K, like you need to understand how to get that capacity. It can't just be all like, hey, I'm going to train to be faster. Like, I'm going to train like a sprinter. You're not running a sprint. You're running a 10K or a half marathon or a 10 miler or whatever.
Right. And then, but then what you have to look at too is like, all right, if I'm going to have my client run for 60 minutes, low level, less than 150, what do they need to be able to do that and not hurt themselves?
Right.
They're going to need this mobility. They're going to need some ankle mobility. They're going to need some knee strength, some ankle strength, some back strength to get through that, some core strength, right? So like those are all the things that we look at when we're saying, hey, if I'm going to prescribe this and this should be in your program, well, what do I need to do to prepare you for that, right?
Right. And that goes to like the methods are many, principles are few, methods don't always last, principles always do. What's the principle here? The principle is that you need to, in your assessment process, identify strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Like, this thing is going well, how do we maintain it? Mm-hmm. Or do we trust that it's built in? This thing, like, 'cause that could be a natural ability. Like, some people have natural mobility. Lucky sons of guns. You know, some of us have to work on it a little bit more. But how do you assess what's built in and or strong and what's weak? And that could be a muscular thing. That could be a CNS thing that could be a energy systems thing, and being mm-hmm. able to understand the full picture of an athlete, you know, little A athlete, if you will, or big A athlete, is what's going to make you a better coach. Like, it starts with asking the right questions.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anything else from the Vertimax Summit that we want to hit on before we get out of here? But end of detour. We're back on the road now.
And then back on the road. You know, for me, whenever I get to listen to speakers like Martin Rooney, like Lauren Landau, I think I learn twofold. I learn the material that they're giving me, but I also learn their presentation style and the way that they, you know, bring their material to life, right? So, you know, I try to find myself in that. Like, where do I fall in? Because I'm not going to be the Todd Durkin, Martin Rooney, like, rah-rah guy. I'm not going to be the super sports science-y nerd. I can be a little bit of that. I can be a little bit of this and that. So it's always interesting to see how other presenters present themselves, and then where do I fit in that? So I think it's really cool whenever I get a chance to see the guys that have been doing it for so long. And then for me, I always get this inspiration to be able to share a little bit more of my story, and you know, I get the confidence, whatever you want to call it. I get the confidence, the empowerment from those around me at the Vertimax Summit to say, you know, hey Chris, you should share your stuff more. Like, you've got a lot of great things to share. You're talented at what you do, and that's not stuff I tell myself every day. So it's great to get that support from the team. It's great to get that support from others, and it's great to get that support from strangers, honestly. Like, there'll be people that come up to me that I have never met, that have seen me on the videos or have seen me on whatever, and they're like, hey, just so you know, like, I really love the stuff that you're doing and everything. So it gives me that energy to keep going.
Hopefully you then tell them, you know, I have a podcast.
I do.
Selfless / selfish promotion. That's the key to the game in this business.
Yeah.
All right. That is the pod for today. If you want more from Chris, you like to see him, you know, in action, at Trainer Gores on Instagram. We will be back hopefully next week with another show. We are obviously diving a bit, as we mentioned last week, into the world of hybrid racing. I think within the next couple of weeks, we'll have my friend Alex Shabo on to talk about her brand new newsletter, which is out now, the hybrid letter. And then we have a very cool project that we've started to work on behind the scenes that we'll shed a little bit more light on over the next couple of weeks as well in regards to that world. Always taking topics too. Hit us on Instagram. I just told you, Chris is at Trainer Gores. I'm at Craig _Hoffman. If there's something you'd like us to talk about, we will definitely take it and discuss it here on the podcast. For Chris, I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Train with the Best podcast.